Okay. Going in order from the beginning, we have a machlokas between Shagas Aryeh, unlike the understanding of some other Rishonim, in understanding why it is that the Gemara has an extra limud for the timing of the Zikas Adam and Migdash, as it is nogeya to the din of Mincha, the Hainu, that the Gemara seems to have an extra pasuk when it comes to the Zrikas Adam in Mikdash, that implies that the Zman is only until, let's say, Shkia. The question is how to understand that extra pasuk. Lefi Tosus in Zvachim, the understanding is that even though it's not Laila Gemura until Tisa Kochavim, which is 4 meal after the time of the sunset, according to Ben Tam, so this pasuk comes to send the ending time limit for Zrikas Adam back to Shkia. And Huadin, that Zman from Mincha would follow suit. Whereas the Shagas Aryeh holds, no, it's not necessary to understand the drasha that way. Maybe all the drasha is telling me is that even if I start doing Zrikas Adam during the day, nonetheless, it's not acceptable to continue doing the Zrikas Adam at night. And rather, the entire Zrikas Adam has to be done earlier during the day. The nafkamina between these two opinions, obviously, is whether or not Chazal prescribed for us a Zman for Tfilas Mincha that extends beyond Shkia. According to Tosos, no. When it comes to Shkia, that's the end of the Zman. There's nothing else to talk about. Whereas according to Shagas Aryeh, the Chiddush of the Pasuk is just that Zrikas Adam is Pasul, even if you started Bayom, so you might allow us to extend the Zman beyond that. Okay, the most important thing we discussed in the first year was the understanding of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, both Paskin, that a person, even according to Rabbi Huda, the Gemara Paskins, we daven until Dal Shos in the morning for Shacharis. Nevertheless, if he davened after Dal Shos until Chatzos, he has Schar Tefillah. He just doesn't have Schar Tefillah, Bizmana. So that, even though the Rif and the Rosh seem to limit that to a situation where a person was Shogag, like other cases of Teshlumen, and didn't daven till Dal Shos, they can continue davening afterwards, the Rambam and the Mechaber seem to have that even b'mezit. We'll get back to the Rambam and the Mechaber in a moment, but just to understand the Rosh and the Rif, how do we know Bechlal that, according to Behudi, you can daven after Dal Shos? According to Rabbi Huda, there was a limit based on the time of the Karban Tamid Shal Shachris, and it was only until 4 hours. How do you know you can go weiter? So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's Mahalich is based on the understanding that in reality we can be choker. What exactly is the din of Tashlumen? Is the pshat in Tashlumen, like we find, Rabbi gave a mashal to fasting after Purim if you missed the Tainus on Tainus Esther for whatever reason, if you were sick or something. So that's not really a kiyum of Tainus and Tainus Esther. That's a din that I was supposed to fast on one day and I missed it, so I fast on a different day instead. However, we have other types of tashlumen in the Gemara in Torah, such as tashlumei korban chagiga. If you didn't bring it on the first day of Yom Tov, you can be mashmim kol shiva, where be'etzem is the exact same kiyum as the kiyum of the first day. It's just at a second rate zman. It's just at a time which wasn't the optimal situation the Chazal or the Torah wanted you to perform the mitzvah. So, pashtus, we see from this din that a person can be mispal achar dal shos, that according to the Rosh and the Rif, tashlumen is actually the same kiyum as a person is makayim their original zman tefillah. Had they davened before dal shos, or if they davened to shmona esrei at mincha, it's the same kiyum, it's just that it's being done at a second rate period of time. If that's correct, so basically what we find is that there's a hamshacha of the zman of at which a person can kaim tefillah shachris that goes straight from the morning all the way till the end of mincha. It's just that there's a breaking point after dal shos when your kiyum mitzad the zman is only second rate. So if it's correct that I can be mekayim that second rate zman tefillah for tashlumen at mincha, so huadin, there should be no reason why the in-between period, such as the time between dal shos and chatzos, should not be equally valid. The kash is going to be, we'll come back to Rabbi Yishur for this, the Gon's Ha'aron, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, that this should not exist when a person was b'mezid, not mispal b'sof dal shos, because if we're understanding that the din from dal to chatzos is a din of tashlumen, so then we already know that the halach in the Gemara is that tashlumen is only acceptable when he did it b'shogeg. Based on this This Yisod, we understood a few other diukim. Rebbe pointed out that, Yaakov points out already, that the Gemara asked this question, that we list several zmanim in the Mishnah, and we don't also say about Tashlumin. The Gemara says, that's it? Well, what about Tashlumin? So, Kasha says, what does that have to do with anything? Why should we be mona Tashlumin inside the Mishnah? We're only talking about the Iker Zmanim. So the answer is, now that we're understanding that Tashlumin is a kiyum of the Etzim Zman Tefillah also, which is at a second-rate Zman, so then that should also have been perhaps included in the Mishnah. We understand why the Gemara is so makbid on Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, if a person is Mevato Tefillah b'mezit. Why is it more Me'uvas if you're Mevato this mitzvah b'mezit than any other mitzvah? Because the answer is, had you only missed the B'shokig, had you not done that bittel b'mezid, you would have still had the opportunity to be masakin it in an ofen which wasn't that far off from the original kiyum of tefillah bismana. Whereas had it been that tashlumin was a totally different din, so then could be I didn't really miss out so much if I'm mevatel b'mezid as opposed to if I'm mevatel b'shogeg. And at a later shir, Rebbe pointed out also from Rabbi Yaakov coming out, see, there's machlokes magen Avraham and Kiva Eger and Sven Reish Pei Vav, when a person has the opportunity at the end of Shabbos to only daven one tefillah, it's either going to be Musaf or it's going to be Mincha. Now, normally we say that you have to daven Mincha, Tadir, Vishen, Tadir, Tadir, Kodim, when I have to decide which one comes first. But in this situation, one of the Achronim, I apologize, I don't remember who it was, either Magen Avraham or Kiva Eger hold that I daven Musaf first. What's the pshat in that? So it's mistaber if you understand that Musaf is not nitan l'tashlumin, so I can't make it up. Mincha is nitan l'tashlumin, so better daven Musaf now, daven Mincha later, because be'etzem, the Mincha is going to be the same kiyum that you would have gotten had it been bismano during the day. Had it been that you actually lose something in the kiyum of Mincha, when I daven it later, b'tarus tashlumin, so then it wouldn't have been so pasha to us to assume that I should daven Musaf now and Mincha later. Or something else. I'll come back to that. So the Gemara suggests that the basis for the Karbonos, the Gemara says very clearly, is Keneged Tmidim Tiknim. So once we have that assumption, it's very hard to understand why there's any halacha of Tashlumin, because as the Gemara quotes, Over Zman Batal Karbonos, there's no other time to bring Tashlumin for Karbonos. What's Pshat that there's Tashlumin for Tefillah? So the answer is because we find there's two tracks in Hilchos Tefillah. There's the din of Rachmi and the din of Kachim, and each one has its own nafkaminas as they together comprise the nature of Tefillah. One expression of that Rebbe mentioned is what the Rav explained is the difference between Shomei Tefillah and Ritzei and Shmona Esrei, which seem to be two brachas that ask for the very same thing, but in reality they're asking for two different things. One is that Kodesh Baruch Hu should be Mekabel our Tefillahs B'Toras Rachmi, and the other one is that it should be Mekubel B'Toras Karbon. But in Halacha, we have a number of differences in terms of, let's say, the Zmanim, for instance. When it comes to the Zman of a day, Vayer Vayvoker Yom Rishon, whatever it is, Yom Echad, the Gemara already brings that in our Sugya. So those are the Zmanim of Kol Torah Kula. Whereas when it comes to Kachim, so we know the Halacha is that the Lail is Nimshach Acher Yom. You don't have that break that first the Erev comes, then the Yom comes. The nafkamina for that will be determining what is the unit of the day, what 24 hours make up the unit of the day for which we can associate specific tefillos, and determining whether or not two tefillos are two different days. So that's why the Gemara, for instance, starts off with the assumption that it's pashut, that you can have tashlumin going from Meirv to Shachris, because mitzad the dinam of Rachmim, that is Shabo in the tefillah, so that's considered the same day, because Vayera Vayvoker Yom Echad. However, the Gemara doesn't think it's so pashut when we go from Tashlumin of Mincha being made up at Meirv. Why is that so? Because you don't have the Tziruf of the same day that exists from Meirv to Shachris. So the Gemara has to shift gears and say, okay, well, if I don't have the din of Oso Yom Lagabe Rachmi, because I'm following the day of Kol Torah Kula, maybe I should still have the day Lagabe Karbonos, that the tefillah that night, the tashlumin that night of Meiriv, for my mincha, should be valid because of the fact that it's the same day mitzad the Karbonos. So that's what the Gemara is clearing when it asks us, over Yom HaBatel Karbono, maybe I should say no. Maybe, despite the fact that that it is the same day Lagabe Kodshim, maybe that doesn't help us, and we're forced to say that once you miss it, you miss it. And in effect, the Gemara's maskana is that no, because of the Rachmei Shabosa, then we're not bound only to the specific Zmanim of the days, but rather we're able to extend it beyond the day and into the next day. But the point is that underlying the Gemara Shaka Vitaria were two different tracks. One tzad that I should be mashlim mitzad Rachmei, and one tzad that I should be mashlim mitzad Kabonos, even when the Rachmei Dinim don't kick in. One understanding that we gain also from that yisod is that what the Talmid de Rabbeinu Yonah quote, that even though we normally paskin that if you miss tefillah, so you have to do tashlumin at the very next tefillah, so some poskim like the Ravid hold, you can even make it up at further tefillahs, as many as you're going to be doing b'zachar zeh. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, even though we don't paskin that way, nevertheless, it's a good idea to be mispalel b'toras nedava ki agavna. So, question is, what does that do for us? Or why should there even be a din that it's a good idea to do it? We never find by other mitzvahs that if you're mevatelit, that there's still something to talk about later. So, that actually is important for a second havana in the Gemara's kasha. The Ra'ah really asked the same issue. How is it that Gemara entertains the possibility of tashlumin when it comes to karbanos and the tefillos that are instituted based on the karbanos? Because of Yom Avatar Karbanos. So what the Ra'ah's understanding, the way Rabbi explained it, is that in addition to the Maisim Asuyim that a person is mechuyev to perform in the mitzvah of tefillah, just like there's a Maisim Asuyim when it comes to tefillin or lulav, there's also a ki'ilu nadarti, that a person, whether he likes it or not, but by virtue of the fact that he's a Jew and he's mitzvah al pi chazal, has an incumbent chiyuv upon him to ki'ilu bring the karban, even when the effectiveness of the maisa mitzvah per se is no longer extant. The hainu that he missed the zman. So if I missed the zman tefillah, if I missed the zman for lulav, so I can no longer perform that mitzvah. Okay, but that's as far as the maisa mitzvah is concerned. But if part of the mitzvah tefillah is that makubal on me, Bal Karchi is a chiv to bring a carbon, the same way that someone who's over in Bal Ta'achar still has to bring the carbon, even though he was late, so too, in our case of tefillah, you still have a chiv to bring the tefillah, even if you're late, mitzad zman. So we understand the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it's a good idea to say the tefillah anyway, because the chiv is still mutl on you, even if we understand that that idea of still being chayv to give the carbon under normal circumstances is only binding at the first tefillah. Important nafkamina between this mahalach and the Ra'ah and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky's mahalach, Rebbe's mahalach, is whether or not we understand the dichotomy of Rachmei and Karbonos in tefillah are two separate things. According to Rebbe's mahalach, they're two separate things, and therefore we can don on either one to try to create tashlumin. Whereas in the Ra'ah, the way the Ra'ah seems to be saying it is that be'etzim it's a din of karbanos, but the karbanos, the karban shabot is mugder al pi the kolam of rachmei, that's what extends it beyond the zman of the karban itself. Okay, we discussed what Tosa says about tefillas musaf seems to indicate that it's kol kulo mishum neshama parmes vaseinu. That's why we generally assume that there's no tashlumin when it comes to carbon musaf, because carbon musaf is nitkan based on the carbon seed. When there's no nedavis we usually assume there's no nedava in carbon musaf of tefillas musaf, and the reason for that is because in the same way a tzibur is not misnadev a carbon, so too this tefillah, which is based entirely on the carbon seed of musaf, cannot be recreated in the form of a nedava. Another important nafkamina in this this character of Nesham Parm Svaseinu when it comes to Musaf is that Ramosha writes in a tshuva that if you need to be mitzaref a momer to your minyan asara, you can do so. And others had tainas on him because the Tzavnas Panach apparently writes in a tshuva that it's unacceptable. And Ramosha answers back by saying, no, Tzavnas Panach himself only wrote that legabe musaf, because there's a very unique reason why by musaf it should be different, because musaf, again, is a carbon, entirely based on the carbon. There's no also connected avos tiknum, there's no separate halacha that's mechayiv tefillah mitzat tefillah atzma, and the halacha in the Gemara, Gemara Chulin, is that you're not makabel a carbon from a Yisrael mumer. So when it comes to other tefillos that don't have that singular and limited defining traits. So even the mummer can be misar to the minyan, because he would also be makriv a carbon, because not telling the in the hakrav is a carbon, it's telling the tefillah shabo only by musaf, which is entirely kol kul the carbon, because of the neshama pram tzvasenu, would we disallow the mummer to be misar? Because again, a mummer yisrael cannot bring a carbon, we're not makabel from him. Sort of on this topic is the Besam Rosh that Kiveir quotes in Shulchan Aruch that someone who's below 20 shouldn't daven Musaf, because if Musaf is kol kulo the carbon sibur, and someone who's under 20, at least according to Rashi, does not contribute the Machtzis HaShekel, so therefore he has no chelik in the Musaf, and therefore he wouldn't be appropriate as a Chazaras HaShatz, as a Shliach Tzibur. Pointed out from the stipler that that's not so mukhruch, because even if he didn't donate to the Machtzis HaShekel fund, that collection, Lemaisa, he and all the women and children of Hulei all had a chelik in the carbon sibur in general, all the carbon sibur, so there's no reason to exclude them because of that. Question is, if Musaf is entirely based on carbon sibur, so then we run into a couple problems. Number one, we have an opinion in the Meiri, who says that there is tashlum for Musaf, even after Shabbos is over, let's say. So what's the significance of that? If there's no other status than Musaf other than the Karban, so it's inappropriate to bring the Karban once the day's over. It's no longer Shabbos. You can't bring a Tashlumin for Musaf, but it's no longer Shabbos. Same way, it's not appropriate to be Mazgir Meina Ma'ora after Shabbos is over when you're making a Tashlumin for a Tzvila that was during one of those days where there's a Haskaras Meina Ma'ora. So, unlike had you assumed that Tfilas Musaf has an independent status of a Tfilah per se, so then that's always Shaykh, whether it's going to be on Yantif or after Yantif, we're not zeroing in on the Musaf carbon character traits. So that's one issue. The other issue is if you assume it's entirely Nishalim Parm Tzvaseinu, so why is it that some poskim hold that if you're saying Shemoneh Esrei and you forget yourself, you don't realize that it's Shabbos, you start saying Atachonein, so those poskim say you should continue saying that bracha and then go on to say the rest of the Musaf Shemoneh Esrei. Dahainu, normally, the reason why if I started Shachris Shalchol on Shabbos, I can continue and finish up the Osa Bracha, is because Be'etzem, as the Gemara tells us, really all Yurchas Brachas were appropriate for Shabbos, below Atrachur Rabbanon. So it's appropriate to say Shemoneh Esrei Be'etzem on Shabbos, but there's a reason why we don't. So you can understand that when it comes to Shachris and Mincha, which are Be'etzem, the Tefilos of the Yom, that are Tefilos Shal Shabbos, replacing the Tefilos of the Chol. But to start saying Atachonin in Musaf is totally inappropriate, because the whole idea that it's Atachon is acceptable in other tefillos is because those are tefillos of the weekday imposed on Shabbos, and therefore Atachon is part of those. It's just that Lo Atachur Rabbanon. When it comes to Musaf, Musaf is Neshama Parm Tzvaseinu, and it's nothing to do with the Shemoneh Esrei that we say during the week. Atachon is totally out of place. So how do we understand that? So Rebbe's Mahalach basically is, instead of understanding Neshama Parm Tzvaseinu the way we're understanding that it's Kol Kulo carbon musaf. Rather, the pshat is that Chazal saw that there were certain days on the calendar that have riboy karbanos. And keneged the riboy karbanos, Chazal were mesakein riboy tefillah. That this day should have extra tefillahs to it also. And it just so happens that when they were mesakein those tefillahs, they made sure that the subject of those tefillahs would zero in specifically on the karbanos hayom, and that would be the primary focus of the tefillahs, but not that they're only the keneged the musaf and nothing else. That also helps us understand why some Rishonim held that on Rosh Hashanah you make little or absolutely no mention of the Karbanos that were brought on Rosh Chodesh, because of the Pasuk of Ezu Chodesh, Ezu Yom Sheh Chodesh Miskasabo, Dahainu, Kesel Yom Chagenu, on Rosh Hashanah. So how could it be, if there's a din of Neshama Parm Tzvaseinu, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, where they were already being makriv, the karbanos that you bring every Rosh Chodesh, we're just going to ignore those karbanos of Rosh Chodesh and only talk about the karbanos Hayom of Rosh Hashanah? So the answer is, if we're not so concerned about point by point every little aspect of Neshama Parm Tzvaseinu, but rather just that there should be riboy tzvilos on a yom sheyeshbo riboy karbanos, so then even the riboy tefilos mitzad Rosh Hashanah shabo and those psukim can satisfy that requirement. That would also help us understand a little bit why Tosa says that it's efshir to make tashlumin from Musaf once the zman has passed, because the whole point of the Tashlumin, as we explained before, is that I'm Chayiv Kilu, a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to Musaf, that the Chefza of Musaf is a tefillah that focuses on those carbonos. And if it comes time that I'm going to be making a Shmona Esrei on a day where those carbonos are not Shayach, so then it's impossible to say those, and then the whole institution of the tefillah falls off. Okay. In terms of the question of whether or not Ma'ariv is a Rishus HaChova, so the post can bring that a woman is going to be Chayiv in Tefillah. Not clear whether or not she's going to be Chayiv in the Ramban's Tefillah, in the Rabbanan, or maybe only the Rambam's Tefillah of once a day, Midaraisa. But even if you assume like the Ramban that that those Tefillos of the whole day are incumbent upon the woman, so the Mishnah Berurah brings from the acronym that that will not apply to Ma'ariv. Why is that? Because Ma'ariv is, in the end of the day, only Shel Rishus. The question becomes, you find in Tosfos and Arasugya, other Rishonim, that even though we call Ma'ariv Rishus, it just means Rishus Lagabi other mitzvos, but Be'etzim is a Chova, so we don't understand why it is that woman would not be Chayiv. So one suggestion is because L'maisa the Arishonim will hold that Ma'ariv is a Rishus Gomer, and therefore women were never makabel it upon themselves. That's a suggestion Rebbe made. Okay, we pointed out that that which the Gemara we mentioned earlier tells us that Be'etzim there's supposed to be Yurchas Tfilos, Yurchas Brachas in the Tfilah on Shabbos also, just that Rabbanu Lachachuhu, we're not sure exactly how that stems with the Yerushalmi that says that Bakashas are Usher on Shabbos. I'll tell me maybe it's machlokas between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So the Gaon already preempts that because he points out when the Gemara tells us why we put Atachonin and Havdalah. So the Gemara has two reasons, and these two reasons parallel the reasons that the Yerushalmi give. The Hainu that im ein Deya ein Havdalah, or Havdalah bli Deya minayin, something like that. That a person has to have a certain amount of chachma in order to make havdalas to divide between different circumstances, different kedushas. That was the mashal with wishing a mazel tov at the wrong time. and the second answer that the Gemara gives is that we have to have the atachonin in the beginning of the tefillah shachol in order to matir going viter through the brachas in Shmon Esrei, which obviously contain bakashas. So that seems to imply that you have to have a matir, Dainu Havdalah, to end Shabbos first before I'm going to go ahead and say my bakashas. So if that's correct, how can we even get off the ground with the assumption that Yurchas brachas are normally appropriate on Shabbos had not been for Lo Atchuchu Rabbanan? Agav, with this understanding that Atachonin is necessary to be matir, the bakashas for all of the following week, to end Shabbos, that's important for Reb Chaim's Yisod. Reb Chaim held, unlike others, that the din of Havdalah in Shmona Esrei is dafka in the first Shmona Esrei of the weekday. You might have said that it's a din in Ma'ariv of Motzei Shabbos, but he says, no, it's a din in the first Shmona Esrei, you say, during the week. Nafka Mina will be if a person for some reason doesn't daven Ma'ariv, now he has to say Tashlum on Sunday morning, so when does he say Havdalah? On the one hand, if you say that Havdalah is tied into Ma'ariv, so then the second tefillah that I make in that case is the Tashlum, and that's the one that should have the Havdalah in it. But if you say that it's a din that the first Shmona Esrei of the week has to have Havdalah, so then you'll make it in the Shachris of Sunday morning, and not wait until the Tashlumin to insert your Havdalah. Okay, and the sugya of Keneged Avos Tiknum, Keneged Tamidim Tiknum. So the Maariv Tzchias points out that L'chora we find in the Rambam in Pirshei Mishnayos, Gid HaNasha said that even though we find that there was a psukim that addressed Gid HaNasha before Matan Torah, L'maisa, the Chiyuv for us to not eat Gid HaNasha actually stems from the fact that it was reiterated at Matan Torah, and not because it was given to the Avos. And he says, Huadin, we should extend that to the Takana Derabbanan, so to speak, of the Avos of Tefillah, that should not be binding upon us whatsoever. And comes out, Lafi, that the Tzad in the Gemara, that it's connected Avos Tiknum, is really just an interesting historical fact, but rather not having any halachic status, and it's really because of the Tamidim Tiknum that that we daven Bizman Hazeh. However, Yor Sameach, clearly assumes not that way. He definitely assumes that the Keneged Ovos Tiktum Chelek in Takonos HaTefillah is binding on us nowadays. And there's Diukim in the Rambam, Yaakov Kamenetsky, and as well as Rebbe had a similar Diukim, that the Rambam implies that there's something called Minyan HaTefillos that exists in an abstract sense. And Chazal came along and, in correspondence to the Karbanos, took that Minyan Tefillos and assigned each of the Tefillos that are part of the Minyan to a different time of the day, Keneged the Karbanos. Implying that there was a minion of tefillos that existed beforehand. Where do you get that from? You get that from the Avos. And specifically, the Avos themselves, Yerushalmi tells us, assigned the Shachris Menachem Ma'ariv to three Zmanim during the day, one at night, one Laila, and then Chama B'Mizrach, Chama B'Ma'ariv, at the two points that we would call Shachris and Mincha. With that, Rebbe explained why Rashi says that in the introduction to the sugya that the Brisa is going to be mefarish later on, that's going on the fact that the Gemara is going to bring the Psukim, perhaps indicating that even though the Maraskiyas holds that we can't have a Takana from the Avos that's binding on us, maybe for some reason when it's recorded in the Psukim, that indicates that there's something different about these Takanas. Maybe it indicates that Moshe Rabbeinu, right after Mount Torah, was Chazer V'Tiknum, according to what the Avos did. Maybe it has something to do with Reb Shlomo Zalman, says that if there's a B'Machavin to Ratzon Hashem, even when there's no official tzivoy, such as in the case of the Avos, so then that can be instituted as a mitzvah that will be Nimshach in the future as well. Don't know where that Reb Shlomo Zalman is. I'm not familiar with it, but Reb Chanan says a similar idea in the beginning of Kuntres Devar Sofrim. So one important thing that we can take out of this yisod is that it'll help us understand the kasha we originally had from the Vilna Gaon on the Rambam and Mechaber, who paskin that even if a person was hazed below his palel tok dalet shos, he can daven after dalet shos till chatzos. Even according to Yehudo says that shachris is only until 4 hours. It could be according to the Rambam. So what are we looking at? We're looking at two different stages in time where two different independent takanas of tefillah and zman tefillah were instituted. At the time of Avraham Avinu, you had a zman for tefillah shachris, which was the entire morning, l'chor until chatzos, because kol zman that cham is b'mizrach, it's not b'mayriv. And that's how the Yerushalmi identifies those two different zmanim. So it's yitachin that Avraham Avinu's zman shachris extended till chatzos. And even if Chazal came afterwards and further limited how long I can daven shachris to, because of the fact they wanted also to be keneged tmidim tiknum, but that doesn't take away the fact that you still have some kiyum on from the original takana that existed by the time of Avraham Avinu. So the Rambam is able to say that even on a derabbanan level, there will be a kiyum la'achar dalet shos mitzad Avraham Avinu who extended his takana until chatzos. We can also understand with this very important. The din of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer wants to know, we find in the halacha that the Birchas Kriya Shema are supposed to be said as long as a person can still say Shemona Esrei. So what does that mean? Does it mean that you can say it until Dal Chos? Or does it even mean that I can say it until Chatzos? So the Chassam Sofer implies that Chora, based on what we see in this Mechaber, in this Rambam, I should be able to say Birchas Kriya Shema Viter, even until Chatzos, because that still is a time when there's a kiyum of the original Zman Tefila of Shachris. However, Chassam Sofer himself points out that the Shulchan Aruch is mashmano, that you can only daven until 4 hours. So the hesber for that might be, is because these are two different distinct takanas. The takana of Yurches Brachas Al HaSeder, which is what Chazal took as the re-implementation and re-hadara of the Kiyum Mitzvos Tefillah Midaraisa now in our more limited Zmanim, that is what they linked with the Zman for Brachas of Kriya Shema. The fact that I can daven later to Chatzos is a totally separate Takana, not just an extension of the original Takana, like a B'dievet to pass Dal Chos to Vav Chos, but a totally separate Takana that the Brachas of Kriya Shema were never put in tandem with. Okay, in terms of the zmanim of the tefillos, the Rambam, unlike other Rishonim, seems to say that it's not just that Chazal took the window of time when a specific karbanos could be brought, but rather the Ikaron, they zeroed in on the points in time specifically when the karban actually was brought. The most famous nafkamina from this is that according to the Rambam, even though theoretically the karban tum and shal bein arbaim could be brought as early as 6.5 shals, and if I daven at that time, I'm talking yotzer be the eved, but lechatchila I'm really supposed to daven from teisha shals to mechta, because lemaisa that was the time that they actually brought the carbon. Even if I could daven earlier, that's because of the fact that on Erev Pesach Shachalos Peshabbos there was at least one time a year when they would bring the carbon tumin that early. But lemaisa it has to be under normal circumstances in the slot at the exact point in time when they would bring that carbon in the Mikdash. Similar to that understanding is what the Rambam says in terms of the Zman Musaf. He says the Zman Musaf begins Acher Shachris. So our understanding from the Gemara Pasha is not like that. That Shachris and Musaf are Chal at the same time from the beginning of the day, and just happens that Shachris ends at one point and Musaf keeps going till later in the day. But not that the way the Rambam formulates it, which is that Musaf starts after Shachris. But Lefi, what we said, it makes a lot of sense because Lamaisa, on the practical level, they would always bring the carbon Tam Shal Shachar before they would bring the carbon Musaf. This is what's important for the machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Rabbi Moshe, whether or not a person should daven Musaf first or Shachar's first when he has the choice of either davening Kesidrum or davening Tefillah B'Tzibur. Dahina, a person shows up to Shul late, and they're already davening Musaf, and he hasn't davened Shachris yet. So if the pshat is that Musaf and Shachris are two zmanim that are always functioning simultaneously, and it just happens that they coincide with each other, so look, better for me to daven Musaf at the same time as the Tzibur is davening Musaf, and I'll chop around and tefillah b'Tzibur, and I'll daven Shachris afterwards, not such a big deal, because both of the zmanim operate simultaneously. But if you learn, like we're saying in Rambam, that no, Musaf dafka starts after Shachris, certainly l'chatchila, then no, then maybe I should prefer to daven Shachris first, forget the tefillah b'tzibur, because I have to follow this other halacha that demands a specific seder to the karbanos and a specific seder to the tefillahs. So that was their machlokas. The Rav pointed out from Rav Moshe that it could be you don't have to make this choice between tefillah b'tzibur and the seder ha-tefillahs b'chlal. Who says that if I daven Shachris at the same time as a tzibur is davening Musaf, that I don't also have a kiyum of tefillah b'tzibur at the same time as them, even if I'm davening a different Shemona Esrei? So Lafia Ramosha, Vakachavi was knowing that way. When you have the opportunity, you can hop around and get the tefillah b'tzibur and also daven Shachris first, as the Rambam Lechora would have you do. Okay, we discussed the steer and Rashi's and this Mishpat and other places in Shas, whether or not the shear for Zman Mincha of Vav Shal Samechza is Me'ikra Adin, or really the Zman is from Chatzos and on. It's just that we're marchik you half an hour because it's easy to get confused as to when precisely is the turning point between morning and afternoon. The Rambam seems to say, like the second Sa'ad, that Iker Zman is Sheish Shal Samechza, because that's when the carbon was brought. And there's two important nafkaminas. Number one, let's say a person accidentally davened after Chatzos before Sheish Samechza. So is he yotzi b'dieved? So if the whole thing is you're just not davening then as a harchaka, it's a suffix, so it could be suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, we won't make you be mispal again. However, if the Iker Zman is only after 6.5, so then no, you didn't daven at the right time. Another possible nafkamina might be whether or not that chatzi shah after midday is going to be chatzi shah zman nit, as in shal zmanios, or is it going to be half an hour kavua? If it's just a din of harchaka from chatzos, so then it's itachin, the Mishnah Berurah suggests that it'll be a half an hour flat. Okay, in the psak of the Avid Kamar Avid, we have a machlokas rishonim in terms of whether or not tarta d'sasri is acceptable or when it is acceptable. Some say you can always daven tarta d'sasri. We'll come back to that. But there's a machlokas between the Mordechai and Rabbeinu Yonah whether or not tarta d'sasri is acceptable as long as they're on different days, or whether Talit Sasri is never acceptable. And that might be totally, Rabbi explained, on how you understand the Avi Kamar Ovid. Is it the Pshat that the Chazal are saying we're passing like neither of them, and it's up to every individual to come and choose his own Pesach and be knowing like that? If that's the case, so he's got to choose one side, either the Rabbanan or Rabbi Yehuda, then follow that his whole life. However, if the pshat is that, no, we are paskining, and we're paskining that they're both correct, So then, provided that there's some degree of consistency, you're able to be ochiz as a chevel mishnei roshin, as long as there's no internal steer on the same day, it'll still be acceptable. Okay. Rebbe suggested in the sugi of Rav Tzoli Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, Rishonim talk about, you know, L'chori, he had a kiyum of Tosef Shabbos over here, and that was the tzorech that made him daven earlier, even though he sacrificed Smith's Gula Tefillah, for instance, that he would have had he davened at a normal time. The question is, what's the big deal? Why couldn't Rav just be Mekabel Shabbos to be Mekayim Tosef Shabbos, and later, when it comes time for Tzitzik HaChavim, for Kriya Shema, Smith's Gula Tefillah, to daven then? So perhaps we can answer this based on the opinion of the Ra'ah and other Rishonim, who say that it's not enough to be Mekabel Tosef Shabbos just by saying that I'm in Mekabel Tosef Shabbos, but could be there's some sort of nusach, some sort of Kiddush Hayom Doraisa that has to be said in order to have that Kabbalah. And he wanted to do that al yidei the Tzvila of Meir of the Tzvila of Shabbos. Okay. In terms of the Rambam is one of the Rishonim who paskin that Tarti the Sasrei is acceptable on the same day. At least that's the way the Rav understood the Rambam's opinion. So number one, we have to understand that. How could it be that I can have such a self-contradiction in my Zmanei HaTfilah? And also, to understand what the Rambam means when he says that because Ma'ariv is Rishus, in Medaktik in Mizmano. We don't find any other mitzvahs that are Rishus that you can just play around with the times and perform them at any point that you wish. Also, L'chor, according to Yehud, it's Pashut, that before Shkia is not Lila. It's just not, because Pasha says even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you have to wait until nighttime, let's say, to till Yom Kippur is going to start on a normal year without Tosefes Yom Kippurim, but not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yom Kippur starts at Plaga Mincha. So based on Reb Chaim Zisod and Sefer and what the Rav has in the letter, so first of all we have to lay down an important yisod about the Chefta of Rishus versus the Chefta of Chova when it comes to categorizing tefillas. Reb Chaim brings the Rambam's din that if I am davening Mincha and I realize that I already davened Mincha, so I have to stop immediately. Whereas if I'm davening Ma'ariv and I realize I already davened Ma'ariv, I'm allowed to continue. The question is, what's the difference? Let him always finish the Shmoneh Esrei. We have a klal that you're always allowed to be a mispal and a dover, if you're machadish bo dover. So if I realize I already davened Mincha, so why should the tefillah I'm saying now be any worse than a tefillah sandava that I'm offering upon my own volition? So Reb Chaim says, because if you're going to make a tefillah, such as that mincha, where you realize you already davened, as half chova, which was what the beginning was, and half rishus, which was the second half, the nedava shabo, you can't have those two parts of tefillah that are different than each other being mitzarev to each other. This concept that says that there's some types of tefillahs that are bechefza a rishus implies that there's other types of tefillahs that are bechefza a chova, and they can't be joined together. You have to have a consistency within each individual tefillah. So what's important for us to take from that is that if you have such a thing as a tefillah that's a chova, so it should be pashut that I can't create a tefillah's chova when it's not the zman for the chova. If Mincha is a tefillah shel chova, I can't decide at 2 o'clock in the morning I want to be mispal mincha. No, you can be mispal nedava maybe, but you can't be mispal mincha because a chiyuv, something that bechefta is a chiyuv, can only be performed and can only be created in that manner when the zman of the chiyuv exists, because the zman of the chiyuv is what the chov is contingent upon. Whereas when it comes to Ma'ariv, so if Ma'ariv is Bechefza Rishus, so there's no basis in Zman that's necessary for me to create, to allow that tefillah to be said, because what initiates the tefillah is my own desire to be Mispal, not because the Zman says that I'm Chayiv to be Mispal. So lefi that, could be that the Rambam holds, since we paskin that Arvis Be'etzem is Rishus, and even after Shavuot Lechova Be'etzem, it still remains Bechefza Tefillah's Rishus. So that any time that I daven, even if it's before nightfall, any time that I daven that is al kaparim misyachis to the laila, that's bechlal acceptable, and that's bechlal ein medaktik in mizmana, because I don't have to hang the tefillah and its validity and its and its whole existence on the Zman that is Mechayiv me. I can do it on my own volition, and because it's Rishus, I can start and do it whenever I want. So therefore, if I start a little bit early, before nightfall, it will also constitute a Tefillas Arvis, and it will and it won't be necessarily limited by the fact that it has to be at a specific Zman. Alright, so where do you get this chiddush that I can just throw in a Ma'ariv and be Mesiachas it to the Laila when it's not Laila? So either we assume like the Shagas Aryeh, who points out that in the same way that the Avoda of the Yom ends at Mincha, or at Plag, according to Behuda, so after that point in time, it's already Mesiachas to Laila because the Avodas HaYom is over in Mikdash at that point, then since the Karbanos are still linked to the Tzvilos, so if in Karbanos that day is over and we'll be Mesachis to the next day, so too I can say the same when it comes to Tzvila. Another possibility is that the Rambam holds that there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos, and since there's no din of Tosefes Shabbos, so he just says you have to be Mekadesh the Yom or be Mavdil Samach to the beginning of the day and Samach to the end of the day. So since you find that there's a din on a Doraisa level, that appends the day earlier and the day afterwards, at least to some degree, to the Shabbos itself. So on a Derabbanan level, also in your Tfilos, you can come along and make that Arvis and make it a part of that night. Ein medaktik in bismana, because al kaponim that has already been a zman, has already been a period of time that's associated with Shabbos, even though it's before Shabbos actually starts. If we go like that, then it's an important nafkamina l'halacha, because the Rambam only mentioned that you can daven ma'ariv early on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. He doesn't say you can do it the rest of the week. Kesef Mishnah says, yeah, he means la'av dafka, you can do it all week if you want. Da'avik Kamar Avid, you can daven earlier than Shkia if you feel like it. But now we're saying, no, this is something that's unique to Shabbos and Yontif, Erev Shabbos and Yontif. Because those are days when it's shayach to have Tosefes Shabbos. When it's shayach to have Kiddush Hayom at an earlier point. But on a Tuesday, going into Wednesday, there's no reason why I should be able to associate the end of Tuesday with the following day in the same way. And that would finally lead us to believe that the Rambam Be'etzem passes like the Rabbanan, with his dispensation of davening Ma'ariv a little bit earlier before the day begins, and not that the Rambam paskins the Avik Mar Ovid, even though that seems to be the way that he goes in Pirshei Mishnayos. Okay, finally on that topic, the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch quotes that the reason why, even if I hold like the Rabbanan, so I might be able to daven Ma'ariv earlier out to Sefer Shabbos, is because the Hector Evarim Upidarim Taka started earlier than Laila on Erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to bring the Emurim of Friday on Shabbos night, so they started being Makdirit on Erev Shabbos. So, in a sense, the normal Tefillas Ma'ariv can start at an earlier point on Erev Shabbos. The only problem is that that's not going to account for the fact that on Motzi Shabbos, we also find in the Gemara and in the Rambam that you can daven before Shkia, we need to understand what the basis for that is, because I'm obviously not going to be bringing the Varim Upidarim at that point in time, because they're not going to be Docha Shabbos. Fine. Of the next day. What's that? But the Hainu that on Shabbos I have to bring it earlier, whereas on Motzi Shabbos I can also bring it afterwards if we need to. Okay, Tzarechin on that. Okay, the Gemara has a discussion whether or not I can daven Ma'ariv and make Kiddush on after Plag on Erev Shabbos, and the same thing after Shabbos if I can say Havdalah and daven Ma'ariv after Plag. And the question is, what was the Havamina once we established that I can daven earlier, that I can't also do Kiddush earlier? Or once the fact that I can daven Ma'ariv earlier after Shabbos, that I can't also do Havdalah earlier? But Pnei Yeshua says, well, Kiddush Hayom is a din d'oraisa, so it could be that I can only make Kiddush once Laila actually begins. But Arvis is just a din d'rabbanan, so maybe they allowed me to say it before Shabbos begins. The Rav had a different mahalach, that the difference between the Kiddush that we say in Tefillah and the Kiddush that we say al HaKos is that the Kiddush al HaKos is more than just a Tosefes for the Isra Malacha, but rather it's an introduction to the Kavod Va'Oneg that's matir the Seuda Shabbos that Kiddush introduces. So you might have said that even if Malacha being usher can start an earlier point, Lav Dafka, that I can also start to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kavod Va'Oneg earlier in the day. Kamash Malam, you can. And the same thing on the flip side, to end the din of Kavod Va'Oneg after you've done Havdalah Shabbos afternoon. The Ramban, as we discussed in a different context, basically has this idea of making the end of one day a sniff to the Yom Shel Acharav. In order to accomplish what we just discussed, let's say to be Mekayim Kavod Va'Oneg, an earlier point before Shabbos actually begins, before the Kedushas HaYom is Chal. It's not the pshat that I'm moving the Kedushas HaYom from Shabbos and sending it earlier into Friday afternoon, but rather this day is considered a part of the next day. That's different than the way the Rambam understood my tefillah at an earlier point, which is just that it's misyachis to the Yom Shel Acharav. Whereas what the Ramban is telling us is that the end of Friday actually is made a part of Shabbos. Okay, we spoke about Berachas HaTorah. Berachas HaTorah, we have potentially three different brachos. The Me'ulah Shebe Brachos is Asher Bachar, which is a Berachas HaShevach. We have Lasak B'Divrei Torah, which is a Berachas HaMitzvah. And V'Harav, now if you understand that that's a Bracha B'Fnei Atzmo, there's a special inyan that we find in our Gemara by the Tefillah of Rabbi Nachunim Ben Akana to daven for Siyata Deshmaya and Hatzlacha in learning. And that could be the basis for why Rabbi Nachunim Ben Akana had his own Tefillah when he came to the Beis Medrash. Why you have to have two Tefillahs like that is a good question. But the underlying yisod is that it's important to have a special bakasha for Siyata Deshmaya, because like the Beis Halevi tells us from the Midrashim, that based on the Seichel Anoshi, it's really impossible for a person to be masig Torah themselves. And instead, we really need Akash Baruch Hu to make our human capabilities able to grasp it, because it's not even that Akash Baruch Hu is giving us the kochos to be masig Torah, but that he has to be the malamedis Amu Yisrael in order for us to get anything from Liman HaTorah. Okay, we have a bunch of ha'aris in the Agadata. I'm thinking maybe I'll come back to that after this time at the end. Blue Nether. The Rav pointed out that the difference between tefillah and shar mitzvos is that Rashi tells us elsewhere that mitzvos av lehenes netnu tells you that it's like ol altsav arehen. That's how I have to be misyachis to the mitzvos. Whereas when it comes to tefillah, so dafka has to be tachanunim, not keva. It's not to deny the fact that every mitzvah be'etzim we really want to hope to reach the darg where we're doing it me'ava. However, the hargosha of coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being mispalel, even though we feel that we are the mitzuvin, has to be above that and approach with the hakara that that we're coming to be mispalel b'tachanunim, and not just because we have to do it. Okay, when it comes to the sugya of tefillah tzara, so we shouldn't make the mistake that one might think that tefillah tzara is just a tefillah sederach b'makom sakana. But rather, you see in the Rambam says that you're traveling makom gedudei chaya v'igia zman mincha. So that implies that the zman mincha itself is mechayev a tefillah at this point. It's just that I can't make a full tefillah right now because whatever, it's a sakana, I'm running, I can't stop and have a proper kavana. So the Chazal were misakin that you should make this tefillah kitzara in the interim until I get back, until I get home. Until I'm safe. But we know that from the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that even on a Daraisa level, there's no such thing as just Stama Bracha, Stama Tefillah. Every Tefillah has to have the Seder of Shevach, Bakash, and Hodah. So how can you imagine that this Tefillah Ketzara will replace that just because of the fact that it's a Gizman Mincha, so I'm going to say Epis, any Tefillah that I want, Tefillah Ketzara, and that'll be satisfied. Elamai, no, we see that there's such a thing as a tefillah that doesn't follow those parameters of shevach, bakash, and hodah. We find, for instance, by Moshe Rabbeinu, he said, kel na refan Allah, and that's an example of tefillah doros. So, elamai, there's two dinim of tefillah. There's one din that have a maisa tefillah, that and that follows the prescribed different segments that the Rambam tells us of Shevach, Bakash, and Odah. And there's a separate din that every Zman of the three Zmani Hayom have to have a tefillah. They shouldn't pass without a tefillah. So when it comes to the second din that every Zman has to have a tefillah, so tefillah Ketzorah will satisfy that. But when I get home, I have to go and say a full Yudchas Brachos in order to satisfy the other din that requires Shevach, Odah, and Bakash. Shevach, Bakash, and Odah. Okay. We discussed the Takana of Birchas HaMalshinim. Biskrov said it was Dakish Shmuel Katan, because the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that it was Roy to be Shor Shechina on him, just the door wasn't Muchan Lakach. So he was on the highest level, closest to the Darg of Nevuah that the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah had, which was necessary for them to achieve all the Ramazim that are found in the Nesachat Tefillah, as Nevi Shechaim tells us. And Viter, because he was the one who was most Naki from any Chshash of Negiah or Sinna, based on his memories in Mesechas Avos that stress that, which is crucial given the fact that this was the first time that they had to be mispal a tefillah connected other members of Klal Yisrael, so it had to come from a person who could be totally pure in establishing that. Balmoran Rosh Hashanah points out that we see from our Gemara the Tes Brachos of Rosh Hashanah connected me sounds like it's similar to the other examples of the Zayin Brachos on Shabbos connected me, and the Balmoran takes from that all of the Tfilos that are said on Rosh Hashanah were originally done with nine brachos, with Machios, Shofros, and Zichronos and Shofros. Ramban argues, but Lechor, they both agree, and especially brought out by the Baal Mor, what Reb Chaim used to say, that the notion of Machios is part of the Etzem Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah, which is why we find it in the Chasimas HaBracha of Melech HaKol HaAretz. It might even be Miakub the Eved, according to Reb Chaim. And according to the Baal Mor, it's very appropriate that every one of the tefillos during that day should stress the Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. Okay, we spoke about the fact that the Gemara doesn't have Havinenu included in doesn't have Atar Antonin included in Havinenu, and it might be similar to what the Reb Chaim said, Lagabe. The fact that there's no Al-Hanisim, for instance, in the Bracha Me'in Shalosh, because those are never Koveya Bracha Bifnei Atzman in benching, so too in the Me'in of benching, they're not Koveya Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. And it's brought in others from that Reb Chaim himself did say this, Lagabi Atachanan Tanu, that since Atachanan Tanu is never Koveya Bracha Bifnei Atzmo, because we don't paskin like Rabbi Kiva, therefore in Havinenu it won't be Koveya Bracha Bifnei Atzmo. Okay, the Rav explained in understanding Yerushalmi that Tosfos quotes that if I forget to be Mazkir Gevuras Geshamim in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, then I can say during Shemoneh Tefillah, which Lechor is a Pella, because that is a line of Shevach, and Shemoneh Tefillah is a time for Bakasha. So how can you take a line of Shevach and stick it into a Bracha Bakasha? So the answer is because there could be two dinim. There's one din of Ritzoy, as Tosfos and Tainus tells us, and there's another din of the Shevach. Question is, which one of those is ma'akev? So the Bavli, who says he can't put it in to Shema Tefillah, is obviously assuming that it's Ikaro Shevach. I mean, it's Ikaro Shevach, then that's ma'akev. So if you don't get the Shevach Shabo at the time it's supposed to be said, the high note at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you blew it and you got to start Shemoneh Esrei again. According to the Yishalmi, no, it could be that the Ikar is really the Bakasha Shabo, and the Shevach is not ma'akev. So if I miss its insertion, B'toras Shevach, at the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, I can still stick it in b'di'evet in Shemoneh Esrei and chaperein the Ritzoy Shabo. Rabbi Ganak quoted from the Rav that might also have bearing on whether or not Mashiach Baruch Morda Geshem is spelled with a segol or Goshem with a kamatz, because if we associate Geshem as Ikaro Shevach and therefore finding itself very much at home in the Shvachim of that part of Shemoneh Esrei, then it makes more sense to have the segel there as opposed to the kamatz, because the kamatz is sort of like a sof pasuk that divides it from the rest of that paragraph. The Rambam quotes a din that tefillah is so dami olav kamasoi in Hilchos Kavanah. Even though one might imagine that those are two separate ideas, but the answer is no. If a person understands that the pshat and kavan and tefillah, like Reb Chaim tells us, is like your omid l'fnei Hashem, so it's a tarti desasrei to think that I can have kavana of omid l'fnei Hashem and also want to run away at the same time, because those are sosim zezeh. We find the idea of of being mevayit, not being mevayit when you leave the sukkah, the Ramah brings down hilchos sukkah when it rains. And even though we find elsewhere in Kaparas Yom Kippur, we're not supposed to be mevayit, Rabbi had a number of diukim that imply that shelo levayit b'sukkah is something special and something that's very highlighted in hilchos sukkah, because even though it's a din, you have to eat in the sukkah, you have to sleep in the sukkah, you have to drink in the sukkah, we don't define the mitzvah as much by the maisa achila in the sukkah, but rather not to eat outside of the sukkah, because the primary categorization of the mitzvah sukkah, lasos diroso arai, the sukkoso keva, is first highlighted in the Gemara as bringing the kelim noyim v'chulei v'chulei, not by the achil and shtia, because that's the greatest example of how a person shows that my other residence is not the ikar, and this is my ikar residence, rather than focusing on the mitzvahs achila in the maisa per se that I perform when I eat the food inside the sukkah. Also, that's why the Ram formulates the chumrah of not drinking outside of the sukkah the way he does, that it's not that the Ram says hamachmir will drink even water inside the sukkah. He says a machmir won't drink mayim outside of the sukkah, because a person can accomplish just as much in what he does outside of the sukkah, what he doesn't do outside of the sukkah, in that way, in similar ways, in showing that his sukkah is really the makom keva. So therefore, the Ramah tells you when you have to leave the sukkah because of geshamim, don't kick it. I am out of the sukkah already. But even when I'm out of the sukkah, so my attitude out of the sukkah is mashpia on the quality of my kiyum of mitzvah sukkah as well. So hu adin, when it comes to mitzvah tefillah, that's what the Ram is telling us, that even that's not just a mitzvah of yudchas brachos that I say when I perform the mitzvah tefillah, but also how I act at the end of my tefillah, if I'm running away from the tefillah or if I sit for a little while, is mashpia on whether or not during the tefillah itself I had this proper kavana of omid lefnei Hashem, and not that it was dame lov kamasui. Okay, we spoke about the tefillah sederach, whether or not it's categorized best as a bracha or as a tefillah. The nafkamin is will be whether or not it requires smuchel chavrta, or as Tosas tells us later on, that if it's only a tefillah, there's no requirement for smuchel chavrta, just like when you ask me how I'm doing and I tell you baruch Hashem, I'm good, I don't need smuchel chavrta there. And it might be a nafkamin, and Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Chaim Kanievsky's machlok is whether or not it's shaykh to be mosif to the bracha with your own neschos. If it's a bracha, then kol mishanim madbeir shetavu chachamim, bad news. Mashenkin, if it's just a tefillah, so then, just like any other tefillah, I have the right to put in the supplications that I feel are appropriate. Okay, Reb Chaim was medayik in the Rambam that directing your tefillahs towards mikdash is the din d'oraisa or a kiyum d'oraisa, and therefore it's a little strange why in the Gemara we seem to at some point stress the kivon towards Eretz Yisrael. So it could be based on the mission Kalim of Eser Kedushos. As the Rav pointed out, the example that the Gemara gives for the different aspects of Kedushos Yerushalayim, Kedushos Eretz Yisrael, are not the ones that we would have normally assumed Trumas and Maisus, but rather specifically examples that are shaykh to Mikdash. So it could be what the mission is trying to tell us is even in the Kedushos Eretz Yisrael, it's a function of the Kedushos Mikdash, or there's a chilek in the Kedushos Eretz Yisrael that is Kedushos Mikdash, and therefore being mechavin your tefillahs towards Eretz Yisrael is in effect also being mekayim this din of being mechavin your tefillahs towards the Mikdash. Okay, and the last point here was Lagabe Musaf, the end of the perek. So we discussed this a little bit in the mini shir. The Mishnah Berurah has 2 days of Rosh Chodesh Bizman Hazeh being Sveikat Dioma. And the nafkamina would be Doraisa Drabanan B'makom Safik. Dahainu, one way that we express the dinam of Rosh Chodesh is the Isser, Tainus, and Hespit. So the question is whether or not the Isser, Tainus, for instance, is an Isser Daraisa or an Isser Drabanan or a Minhag on Rosh Chodesh. If it's an Isser Daraisa, so if it's Sveikat Dioma and a person's makabel to make a Tainus on Rosh Chodesh, he's got to do it on both days, because both days Sveikat Daraisa Lachomer have to be identified as Rosh Chodesh. Aye, but you'll tell me if it's a Drabanan, so then Sveikat Drabanan Lekula, he'll be putter from fasting on both days. No, that's also not yitachin, because of what the Ran tells us in Pesachim, that if you have a Sveikat Drabanan Lekula, where as a result of Sveikat Drabanan Lekula, you're going to be makel across the board and uproot the entire din, So then you don't say Safi Dabar on the pool. The example he's talking about is when a person has a din of Haseib at Leil HaSeder, and Halach L'maisa, we don't know if the appropriate time for Haseib is the first two Kosos or the second two Kosos. So to say Safi Dabar on the pool on both of them would uproot the entire notion of Haseib. So therefore we're forced to be Machmer on that Safi, even though it's only Din Drabbanan. Okay, and finally the sort of the Rav, that there's two dinim in Main HaMa'ora. There's one that Kolayam V'yam Tainlo Me'in Bechosav. You have to make mention of the special nature of the day in your tefillos. And also, another aspect that is focused on the Kedushas Hayom of whatever day it happens to be, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Let's take Rosh Chodesh for instance. So now, of these two dinim, only the second din is Ma'akiv. Okay? If I forget to say Me'in HaMa'or in my Shemona Esrei, so if it was only mitzad the first din of just mentioning the day, okay, it's a din l'chadchil, it's not a din b'di'evet. But mitzad the second din that requires mentioning the Kedushas Hayom, so any time where there's Kedushas Hayom, if I missed out, I can't say I'm pater b'di'evet, I gotta go back and do it again. But the Rav is Mechadesh is that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Kedushas Hayom is actually only during the day. Unlike other Yom Tovim, where Kedushas Hayom actually starts at night, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Kedushas Hayom is only during the day. And therefore, that's a pshat that we say, that if I forgot to mention Rosh Chodesh at Ma'ariv at night, that I don't have to go back. Because L'maisa, there's no Kedushas Hayom at night, is only that first din of Mein Ma'ora, which is not Ma'akev. With that, Rebbe brought Smuchin from Tosas and Sanhedrin, that says that if Bezin wasn't Makarish L'Chodesh on the first day, so the Bezin Shalmaila waits to see what they do, and if they don't, if Bezin Shalmat is Makarish, so then on the next day, the Bezin Shalmaila is Masakin Rosh Chodesh. What's interesting is that Tosas says that they're Masakin Rosh Chodesh in the morning, the very next day. Well, if the Pshat in the Tosas, which is the Pashtus, is that there's no yeshiva's bezin of bezin shemayil, but rather whenever bezin is in mekadesh, so min hashemayim is mekudesh me'ilav. So why don't you say that takes place immediately as soon as the first day is over, nighttime comes, and they can no longer be mekadesh achodesh. So then bezin shemayil should kick in with the next day of Rosh Chodesh. I know they wait till the morning. Goof what the Rav said, because the kedushas hayom only begins in the morning when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. And finally, if the Rav is correct that me'ina ma'ura has an aspect to it that is unique, uniquely defined as, from the Kedushas Hayom, so why is it that we make the Me'ina Ma'ura from that same din, even in your Shachris and your Mincha? L'chora, Shachris and Mincha are Takanas Tefilos that exist independent of all that, and has nothing to do with the Kedushas Hayom, and why should the Me'ina Ma'ura be Ma'akiv there also? So there's the Raya from the Gemara in Zvachim that the Karban Tamid, Shal Rosh Chodesh, for instance, is no more or less Mekudesh than the Karban Musaf, Shal Rosh Chodesh, and that's why the Gemara is trying to figure out which one comes first, and it's only a Shaila of which one is Tadir, but not which one is more Mekudesh. The Pshat in that is because even the Karban Shal Tamid is imbued, is endowed with the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh, or whatever day it happens to be. And it's not... This is, I'm going a little bit further, but this is the Or Sameach that Rebbe made mention to. It's not the pshat that when you have, let's say, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It's not the pshat that there's a Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Chodesh and there's a Kedushas Hayom of Shabbos. No, there's a new Kedushas Hayom called Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. And everything that takes place during that day is a function of the Kedushas coming together. So too, the Tamid Shel Shachar, B'chiyai Gavin, is not just the Tamid Shel Shachar, but it's the Tamid Shel Shachar of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, it can be judged with the same Kedusha as the Musaf is, and therefore it's only Shalav Tadav Shein Tadav Tadav Kodim. And within our Shachris is not just a Shachris Shal Tuesday, but it's imbued with the status of a Shachris Shal Rosh Chodesh Tuesday, and therefore we'll have a Me'ina Ma'ura that would be Ma'akev. That's it. I also sent out the notes from the entire parak. There are some typos and some small mistakes in there. Please, if you have any, if you catch any of them, let me know. I'll try to edit them. Didn't cover everything, but hopefully whatever else is there. And I apologize, a little bit schwach. But Hatzlacha, Bechina will be before Shira on Thursday, Rendition.
Thank you very much.